Earlier that morning, Norma Warren, a still pretty brunette woman in her 60s, had been at home thumbing through her Linens for Less catalog, trying to decide whether or not to order the yellow, tone-on-tone floral design chenille bedspread or the cool seersucker 100% cotton with plenty of pucker in seafoam green with ribbon stripes on a crisp white background, when her aunt's neighbor and Norma's beautician, Tot Wooten, had called and informed her that her Aunt Elner had fallen off the ladder again. Norma had hung up the phone and immediately run to the kitchen sink and thrown cold water in her face to keep herself from fainting. She had a tendency to faint when she was upset. Then she quickly picked up the wall phone and dialed her husband Mackie's cell phone number at work. Mackie, who was the manager of the hardware department at the Home Depot out at the mall, glanced at the readout of the number calling and answered, "Hey, what's up?" "Aunt Elner's fallen off the ladder again," said Norma frantically. "You'd better get over there right now. God knows what she's broken. She could be lying over in her yard dead for all I know. I told you we should have taken that ladder away from her." Mackie, who had been married to Norma for 43 years and was used to her fits of hysteria, particularly where Aunt Elner was concerned, said, "All right, Norma, just calm down. I'm sure she's fine. She hasn't killed herself yet, has she?" "I told her not to get on that ladder again, but does she listen to me?" Mackie started walking toward the door, past plumbing supplies, and spoke to a man on the way out. "Hey, Jake, take over for me. I'll be right back." Norma continued talking a mile a minute in his ear. "Mackie, call me the minute you get there and let me know. But if she's dead, don't even tell me. I can't handle a tragedy right now. Oh, I could just kill her. I knew something like this was going to happen."
"Norma, just hang up and try to relax. Go sit in the living room, and I'll call you in a few minutes."
"This is it. I'm taking that ladder away from her as of today. The very idea of an old woman like her."
"Hang up, Norma."
"She could have broken every bone in her body."
"I'll call you," he said, and hung up.
Mackie walked out to the back parking lot, got in his Ford SUV, and headed over to Elner's house. He had learned the hard way, whenever there was a problem with Aunt Elner, having Norma there only made matters worse. So he made Norma stay at home until he could get to Elner's and size up the situation. After Mackie hung up, Norma ran into the living room like he had said to do, but she certainly could not calm down or even sit down until he called to tell her everything was all right. "I swear to God," she thought, "if she hasn't killed herself this time, not only am I taking that ladder away from her, I'm going over and personally chopping down that damn fig tree once and for all." As she paced up and down the living room, wringing her hands, she suddenly remembered she should be practicing the positive self-talk exercises she had just learned in a program she was doing, designed to help people, like herself, who suffered from panic attacks and anxiety. Her daughter, Linda, had seen it advertised on TV and had sent it to her for her birthday. She had finished step 9, put an end to what-if thinking, and was now on step 10, how to stop obsessive, scary thoughts. She also tried to do her biofeedback deep breathing technique that she had been learning from a woman in her yoga class. As she paced, she breathed deeply and repeated a list of positive affirmations to herself. "It's nothing to worry about. She has fallen out of the tree twice before, and it has always been all right. She's going to be fine. It's just catastrophic thinking. It is not real. You will laugh about this later. There's nothing to be afraid of. 99% of the things you worry about never happen. You are not having a heart attack. It's just anxiety. It's not going to hurt you." But as hard as she tried, she couldn't help but be anxious. Aunt Elner was the closest living relative she had left in the world, besides Mackie and their daughter Linda, of course. After her own mother had died, her aunt's well-being had become the main focus of most of her worries, and it had not been easy. As she passed by the photograph of a smiling Aunt Elner she kept on the mantel, she sighed.
Who would have thought that this sweet, innocent-looking, rosy-cheeked old lady with her white hair pulled back in a bun could cause so much trouble? But then, Aunt Elner had always been stubborn. Years ago, when Aunt Elner's husband, Uncle Will, had died, it had taken Norma forever to get her to move into town so she could keep a better eye on her. Finally, after years of begging her, Aunt Elner had agreed to sell the farm and move into a small house in town. But she was still hard to handle. Norma dearly loved Aunt Elner and hated to have to nag at her all the time, but she was forced to. Aunt Elner was deaf as a post and would not have gotten a hearing aid if Norma hadn't nagged at her. Aunt Elner never locked her doors. She didn't eat right. She would not go to the doctor. And worst of all, she wouldn't let Norma straighten up her house for her, something Norma was just dying to do.